very pleased to be joined by longtime CBS golf analyst, a former Canadian Open winner back in 1981, except that was at Glen Abbey. It is Peter Osterhaus joining us now on Brady and Walker. Good morning, Peter. How are you?
Good morning. Just fine. Thank you.
Tell us about the course yesterday. There was a lot of numbers in the red, a lot of guys going low.
Well, I think the course was in fantastic condition. I mean, absolutely perfect. The greens were running beautifully. And, I mean, very light winds. There wasn't enough wind to mess with the players. And a good number of them took advantage.
Peter, you look at the leaderboard right now. Granted, it's only after one day. I know this wasn't necessarily a stacked field going in with some of the big names, but some of the names that were there for us to recognize, not seeing a lot of them amongst the leaders. This seems like going into the second day could be a wide-open tournament for a lot of folks.
Well, I think it is. I mean, you've got to say well played to those guys who are leading, but for them to keep going for another 54 holes onto a win is unlikely. You never know. I mean, weird things can happen. But, yeah, it's just the first day, and it was good to see, with the excellent conditions and lack of wind, some guys took advantage of it. The greens are just superb, rolling so smoothly. If somebody's putting well, they can make it from anywhere.
CBS golf analyst Peter Osterhaus, our guest on Brady and Walker. It's been 60 years since a Canadian won this event. We saw a great opening round from the amateur, Taylor Pendrith. You won this event way back when, upwards of 30 years ago. How much would it mean for a Canadian to pull this out?
Well, I think it would mean a huge amount. I mean, it would mean a lot for anybody to win the Canadian Open. It's, you know, it's a special event. It has been for a long, long time. Obviously for a Canadian, the fans are going to go absolutely berserk out there if a Canadian comes down the last hole on the way to a victory. So it would be special. I mean, there's a long way to go. You can never tell who's going to win.
Peter, talk to me and tell me if I'm wrong with this assessment. When you won in 81, and if we go back, whether it even be 20 years, there was a time when the Canadian Open was considered by many to be sort of like the, you know, another major, the fifth major or something. But now, based on the lack of talent sometimes that comes up because of its spot on the calendar, is that ultimately the biggest setback in a sense for the Canadian Open at this point?
Well, I suppose so. Yes, it's surprising. I mean, as you say, that the Canadian Open had the best players in the world playing it. I managed to win the Canadian Open, and Jack Nicklaus was had an eagle putt at the last hole to tie me. And another year, I was playing with Lee Trevino in the last round when he went on to win. So the biggest names in the game were there. I don't know what's happened. I guess it's there are so many tournaments and there's so much money to be made. The players don't play as many tournaments as they used to. They pick and choose, and maybe the Americans say, well, I'm just going to stay at home and not go to Canada. I don't know. It's really weird because Canadian Open is played on some exceptional courses. It has huge support from the local fans. So it's a shame it hasn't held up the way it used to be.
Peter Osterhaus, our guest. How difficult is it for, I mean, the big thing is, you could have it the week after the Masters, and it'd be okay, but it's the jet coming back over from England or Scotland, or it's the jet lag. How difficult is it to land and then basically turn around and play in such a high level tournament?
Well, I mean, these guys should be used to that, shouldn't they? I mean, it's not as if they're showing up, they're not flying in on the Thursday morning. They're going to be there on the Monday or Tuesday. The top players are going to be playing in a pro-am on Wednesday to get to, help them get to know the course. There's a limited amount of excuses for this. The top player, guys can get ready. They're used to traveling. That's what they have to do these days.
Peter, you talk about one of the guys that isn't there, and I say this all the time. It seems like you can't have a golf conversation without Tiger Woods' name being at least mentioned once. Would you agree at this point that perhaps this would be a good tournament for Tiger to play in some of the smaller tournaments just to simply get some reps under his belt in his comeback now from surgery?
I don't know whether it's the reps that make a difference or just his health. I mean, just being 100% healthy, you've got to think that his mind, the reps aren't that important psychologically. I mean, he's been in the contention to win so many tournaments, played some awesome shots under pressure throughout his career. I think it's just, being 100% healthy and trusting his swing. I mean, it's that's more important than anything else.